Have you ever thought about implementing a bonus plan or a profit sharing plan where you are really sharing some of the rewards and the fruit of really the business doing well and helping your team see and really feel rewarded for participating in the business's growth? You're not alone. We get this question quite a bit from clients and from listeners on, I want to create a bonus plan, or I want to create a profit sharing plan for my employees. And where do I even start, or how do I even go about doing that? You're listening to World's Greatest Boss, the podcast that helps you navigate leadership challenges, build successful teams, and follow all the rules along the way. I'm Jackie Koch, and I have been building teams for well over a decade for high growth startups and small businesses. And I'm on a mission to help make it a little bit easier for you so that you don't have to learn the hard way, because Lord knows I've had to clean up a lot of messes, and I really want to make sure you don't do the same. Today, I'm really excited to chat a little bit about how to think about creating and rolling out a bonus structure or a profit sharing plan for your team. We're going to go into the different types of plans that are common and the benefits and drawbacks of them, and some ideas on how you could structure each of them and how to really think about rolling it out to your team. So why don't you grab a pen, or maybe if you're driving, shut off all of the distractions, because you are going to want to take notes on this, especially if you're trying to think about how to bonus your team. Almost every place I've worked full-time, there's been at least some people on the team that have gotten a bonus or some sort of a commission. And it's always felt a little gray how to set those up or how those are structured. One of the most common that I see is to offer a percentage of the person's salary to be paid as a bonus, either at the end of the year or quarterly. So for example, often somebody will start and they'll get, I'm just going to make some numbers up here. They will get an $80,000 salary with a 20% bonus. What does that mean? It means that they have the potential to earn 20% of their salary as a bonus. And like I already mentioned, that often can be paid at the end of the year or paid quarterly. So 20% of an $80,000 salary would be $16,000, right? And often it's best practice to have that bonus be tied to metrics. And sometimes if you're hiring a role for the first time, you don't actually know what those metrics should be, which often, I would say, almost always happens in the startups that I've worked at. And so how I typically coach clients to handle that is, why don't you let them know that the bonus is going to be tied to both company metrics and some individual metrics? And you can decide how much you want to weight them. But I think a good rule of thumb is 50% of that bonus is tied to how the company does, and then 50% is tied to their personal contribution. And you can let them know, and most of the time, people who are joining your business are okay with this and often actually prefer it, where instead of you as a CEO or small business owner, you don't have to just decide what those metrics are. Maybe you already know what they are, right? And so if you do, that's great, share them. But if you don't, it is more than okay for you to say, you know what? This is what the bonus is going to be. And we are going to determine what those metrics are within your first 45 days on the job. And then it's important that you actually do that. So it's important that you task them with assessing the state of the business and maybe even coming up with what are the core metrics that are going to make the company succeed based on what their job is. And they can come to you with a proposal of, okay, this is what I think my metrics should be for this year. And you can have a conversation around it. You don't have to 100% agree and say yes. You can be like, I actually think more should be tied to this or that, or have a conversation around it and come up with it together, because it's such a great moment for you to build that relationship. And if they're a part of creating those metrics, it just helps with their buy-in of actually achieving those metrics. So then you have them set up and then you can decide, okay, we're going to measure these numbers every quarter. And that 20% bonus is going to be divided up into quarterly payments. We will review the metrics at the beginning of the next quarter and it'll be paid out within 30 days of the close of the quarter. However you want to structure that, you can, or you can have it paid out at the end of the year. So that is one of the most common ways of structuring a bonus for a position that is salary-based, but there's also a few other ways that you can structure bonuses as well. So if you're listening and you're like, I pay my team $20 an hour, like that would never work, or for some reason you just don't feel like that is the right move for you, that's fine. So two other very common ways of structuring a bonus plan is to do a performance-based bonus or a profit-sharing bonus. So a performance-based bonus is very similar to what I just described. It's very straightforward and merit-based, and it's basically tying either a full team or your employee to a bonus based on their performance metrics. And so that is a version of what I just described, right? There's a few other ways that you could structure that, but some of the metrics are like client satisfaction scores, project completion rates, hitting revenue targets, increased social media following, increased email open rates, increased podcast downloads. There's so many different metrics, and it's so critical that you have metrics for all of your team members anyway. So this is a really great exercise for helping to do that. But that's really what a performance-based bonus is. Then there's also profit-sharing plans. So in this structure, bonuses are strictly tied to the company's profitability. And so this is where you set a percentage of your company's profits to be shared among your employees. And you can either do that equally or based on their job, based on their seniority, or based on performance. Like you can decide how you want to share that leftover profit, how you want to share that amongst your employees. And this approach can really create more of a sense of ownership among your team because they're only being rewarded if the business is profitable. I'm sure you know this if you run a business, but sometimes it can be a little short-sighted to only provide a bonus payout based on like net sales or net revenue because net sales doesn't actually equate to what the business earns. So making it be about the profit is so critical. So for performance-based bonuses, there is the first way, which is the individual metrics, which is what I shared earlier and what I see happen the most, or at least what I have traditionally in startups. But other ways you could structure it would be a team performance. So if teamwork is absolutely crucial to your business, you could consider having the bonus be only around what the team does. So you would want to make sure that you're setting really clear goals for the team. So it could be if your company is big enough and you have a CX team, an engineering team, whatever team, or if you're small enough, you may just want the whole team to be the whole company. Regardless of how you do it, you want to make sure you're setting clear goals. Make sure there's 2 to 3 things that need to be accomplished. That could be like completing projects under budget. It could be high NPS scores or retention rates from customers. It could be hitting sales targets. The other approach you could do is a tiered bonus, where you implement a tiered system where bonuses increase with higher levels of achievement. Most of the time, this is tied to a sales goal or a profitability goal. So for example, if you reach 100% of the target, meaning, and again, this is usually revenue-based, right? So if you have a sales goal for the year, and you reach 100% of that, then the team gets a certain amount of a bonus. But then if they exceed it by 10% or 20%, then the bonus increases, right? Also, what can happen is if you have a set revenue sales target and they have to hit it to get 100% of their bonus, you could have it, if we hit 80%, you get 80% of your bonus or 50% of your bonus. Depends what your goals are. If the goals are like stretch goals and you don't want them to feel like it's all or nothing, you could have a little bit of a lower tier too. I've definitely seen that. But making sure that people can earn higher than 100% can truly encourage teams to surpass their goals. So for performance-based bonuses, you can structure them in, there's three typical ways. There's individual metrics, there's team metrics, and then there's tiered bonuses. Now, for profit sharing bonuses, this is a little bit different. So remember, profit sharing is when the team's bonus is only tied to the company's profitability, and you've decided to set aside a certain amount of percentage of that profit to pay to your team. Let's say you've decided to set aside 20% of profit to be paid to your team in the form of a bonus. That would be $20,000 that you have, a bucket of money that you can then pay to your team, right? It's 20,000 of that 100,000 that your company earned in a profit. And so the way that you can structure that is very varying. You could either do a fixed percentage. So you could determine, like I said, 20% of the profits are going to be distributed to the team. You could do a variable. So you could adjust the profit sharing based on the company's performance. So in more profitable years, you have a higher percentage of profits that's shared, which then allows you to have a lower amount on the less profitable years. And then you could, in terms of like how you distribute it to your team, you could have it be equal, that it's just distributed equally among all employees. This approach is really simple, and it reinforces the idea that everyone has an equal contribution to your company's success, right? You could distribute it based on salaries. So you could allocate profit based on the employee's salary so that in theory, this would reward employees that have higher responsibility to get bigger profit payouts, right? Or you could do tenure. And that's where you adjust profit sharing contributions based on tenure, meaning how long they've been at your company. This would reward longer term employees with a bigger amount. So that can help with retention efforts. Another way that you could do it that I just thought of that still gives a higher amount to theoretically employees with more responsibility would be like you could assign a percentage to a tier of employee. If you have different levels of employees, let's say directors and above get this percentage, mid-level managers get this percentage, and then everyone else gets another. That's another way you could do it that would do the same outcome and also make it fair for people in similar levels of responsibility because not everybody earns the same salary. If you did it based on salary, everybody would earn a different amount usually. So those are three ways that you could determine how to pay out the profit sharing bonus. I'll recap them because I know that was a lot. So you could either do equal, you could distribute them equally. You could distribute it based on the salary somebody earns. You could distribute it based on levels of jobs, like tiers in your business, or you could distribute it based on how long they've been with you. So people less than a year get this amount, who've been with you for 5 years plus this amount, that type of a thing. You don't have to do every year, but I would probably do like a year or less, three to five years, 5 to 10, and maybe 10 or more is probably how I would do that. I guess it depends on how long your business has been in business to determine what makes the most sense. But regardless, however your structure, it's really important that you set clear, achievable goals and make sure the plan is communicated very transparently to your team. Doing regular reviews and adjustments of the plan is necessary to make sure that it's reinforcing the right goals that you have for your business and that you're in a financial position to be able to pay it out. And if for some reason you're not, you just have to communicate that and proactive. Too often I see businesses roll out a bonus plan and for some reason, if they're not able to pay it or they haven't been able to figure out certain parts of it, they wait until after the time period has passed that the employee's expecting the paycheck. And it's like the best time and the most impactful time to talk about bonuses is before the date passes that they expect to be paid it. What I mean by that is if you're used to paying annual bonuses and you can't pay it this year, tell the employee before the end of the year. Just level set with them and be like, hey, this is where the business is shaking out this year. It's not what we expected. We are not going to be able to pay the bonus or the full bonus or whatever, but do it before the end of the year. Because otherwise, the end of the year passes and people are like, what's going on? Are we getting our bonus? Are we not? They're going to start talking and the rumor mill is going to start. So you should be the one that's in control of that, not only from the business owner's perspective, but just also from treating people with respect and transparency perspective. I've seen that not happen way too many times. So please be a great boss and be proactive about these things, even though it's uncomfortable, even though you know that people are going to be upset, even though it might lower morale. What lowers morale more is not being honest with people and not being forthcoming, right? And making them question you and come to you. So super important that you are being very transparent about that stuff. Another thing that often gets asked is like, what about year-end bonus, like discretionary bonus? What does that even mean? A discretionary bonus is you give it on a whim. Sometimes we get it, sometimes we don't. And those can be used to acknowledge hard work and dedication of a team. If it was a really tough year and you ended up getting through and you can pay a bonus, great, give a bonus. Or years where things were crazy great, reward the team with a bigger bonus or a holiday bonus or something like that. So the importance with that is to make sure that you are being very clear about why it's being paid out so that employees don't think that it's like now a new thing that's always going to happen, because that could just set you up for some backpedaling and some awkward conversations. But the main benefit of having a discretionary bonus is it's flexible. You can adjust it based on good years, bad years, and it allows you to give more in good years and maybe lesser in the leaner times without fully committed to an ongoing structure. So as you're starting to think about a bonus and what to roll out to your team, you want to think about how individual employees' contributions and achievements contribute to the business so that you can then decide what's going to actually motivate or incentivize the behavior that I want to happen in the business. So make sure that you're thinking about that so that you can decide and make sure that you roll out a plan that is going to reinforce that. And one is not better than the other. They're just different options that you can choose. And I think bonuses, if leveraged the right way, can have such an impact on a team's ownership and really employees feeling like their work matters. And so I think bonuses are a really great option if leveraged and used the right way with thoughtful rollout and thoughtful creation. So there you have it, the down and dirty about different bonus options and how you can create a bonus plan or a profit sharing plan that your team members get to participate in so that they can really benefit in the business growing. And you can feel like you're cultivating a team that takes ownership and pride over their work. If you have learned anything on this podcast or had any aha moments, maybe you have a friend or a fellow business partner, or when you're networking groups, you heard someone talking about bonus plans, do me a favor, share this episode with them. It really is the best way for us to help more small business owners start to navigate all of the challenges that come with building a business. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, go out and be a great boss.